You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
El Presidente Vicente Fox, who works for the big New York banks, his job to break down the U.S., to flood us with illegals, to roll us in to the Pan-American Union, to threaten us to accept kind of a French separatist type movement with all the illegals in the Southwest. He's going to be in, he's in Austin right now. He's going to be at the governor's mansion tonight about 7 o'clock. I'll be there at 6:30, bullhorning him downtown Austin. Hope to see you there. Coming up, Jack McClam in about 30 minutes. Talk about some good developments with police waking up and coming out for the Second Amendment. Right now, let's go back to the calls, then into more news. Let Clyde and Charles, JQ, and others. Clyde, finishing up, you were making some statements. Go ahead.
Well, I think Alex, that they're not going to really achieve, per se, the abolishment of state borders, at least as geographic.
They'll just have regional governorships that border and fund the states.
I understand that. I think more likely, and I realized this when I worked in the federal bureaucracy starting in the late 70s, I think more likely what they've done, and if you study the history of what is called grant in aid, de facto, what they've achieved is an integrated national system where states are really only administrative units of the national government, and local governments really, to a great extent,
are pretty much integrated.
So they can achieve it with financing a state and local government, and I think the globalists have basically managed this economy in such a way as to create stress, economic stress, at all levels, and that only feeds more the need for federal intervention within a state, which, of course, no federal intervention has ever, in any type, no federal program has ever been authorized.
Now they're training us with the fires and all the rest of the stuff that we've got to have the federal help.
Exactly. I think that's the plan, and then to roll us into the all these global treaties and then the world government. I think there's only going to be really two levels of government left, I feel, in probably a generation or two. One will be a world government, and then the national governments at the various nation levels to basically administer whatever the New World Order, the world government wants. I think that's where we're headed.
Clyde, thanks for the call. Gotta let you go. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Charles, Louisiana. Charles, go ahead. Go ahead and turn your radio off. I'll put him on hold. We'll try to go to Charles here in just a second. And we do have some guests coming up. That's why I'm hurrying through the callers as fast as possible. Let's try to go back to Charles now. Charles, you there?
How you doing, my friend?
Good. Go ahead.
God bless you. Well, I tell you, this morning I'm really discouraged. You know, I really thought that this thing wouldn't went this far. They putting this in our face, rubbing our nose in it, and they think they're getting away with it. I just don't know. I have no life because I fight this all the time. I just don't know what the American people are doing. We need to do more, not you, but the American people need to get out there with bullhorns. We need to shame these people. We need to do anything we can to take away from these people their authority. We got to take the attitude of our forefathers. What do you think about that?
Well, by discourage, you mean how openly the states and cities are accepting fake ID cards, issuing driver's license to known felons, known illegal aliens, but then they're going to hold citizens to the letter of the law while giving illegals double the tuition that citizens get, setting up a system to destroy our sovereignty and having Vicente Fox throw it in our face and give awards to city leaders that are committing felonies, racketeering to authorize illegal aliens.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. And I get so discouraged, Mr. Jones. I didn't think it would go this far. I really didn't think it would go this far. I thought we would have stopped them in their tracks by now.
Well, it's going a lot further, and we have stopped them in their tracks at many levels, but we haven't on others. And and look, people like you out there taking action, Charles, that's what's held them back this much.
I want to make a comment about Bohemian Grove. It's a that guy that called in. It's a satanic tape. It has a satanic message. When you first play it, you'll get depressed if you don't pray about it.
I tell you what, stay there. I'll let you talk about Bohemian Grove when we get back to video, so you've obviously seen it. And then we'll go to JQ and others. We do have a couple guests coming up as well. Stay with me.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
We've all heard that garlic has been used for centuries to ward off everything from diseases to demons. What is it about garlic that makes it the most recognized and widely used spice in history? It's called allicin. Allicin is the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. According to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, garlic has only 5,000 micrograms of allicin potential. Garlamax has only 5,500 micrograms of allicin potential. But Alamax has 180,000 micrograms of allicin yield guaranteed. That's why Alamax stands head, shoulders, hips, and ankles above every other garlic product on the market today. Call 877-817-9829 to order Alamax. That's 877-817-9829. Garlic is the number one all-natural antiviral and antibacterial spice on earth, and allicin is the reason. When you need the power of garlic, you need the power of Alamax. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And remember, garlic is allicin, and allicin is Alamax.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the second hour. We got Jack McClam coming up in about 25 minutes to talk about some new statistics where police are actually against gun control, 90%+. More on Vicente Fox here, committing crimes right out in the open, giving city leaders awards for racketeering, setting up day labor sites, allowing the illegal aliens to be issued ID cards or accepting their matricula. We're going to get Glenn Spencer's take on this from the border. From the border. He's down there right now about to launch, or I guess he's already launched, a drone. But I want to ask Glenn to hold just for 2 minutes, and I'm really honored to have him at the forefront of leading the fight against the open borders in a key area of the fight against globalists. Real quick, as we held Charles over. Charles, a listener earlier said if he got my Bohemian Grove video, would he be able to see what was happening? You've seen the film. What's your response to it in 2 minutes, real quick?
Well, I passed out this morning up to 526 tapes of Bohemian Grove. And they have a message on that tape. And if you play it in your house, after you play it, you'll feel a depression come on you. It's a satanic tape. It's actually a ritual. And what I like about the tape is how, at the end, how you approach George Bush with it, you know, when you went to the governor's mansion with the bullhorn.
I'll be doing that today, by the way.
Yeah, thank God for you. But I think this is one of the most important tapes you can get, because this is what holds them up. This is their belief. And this tape here is the key. This is what keeps them going.
Okay, the high priest, I mean, we've got the guy up close in his regalia, do we not?
Yes. Yes, you see him clearly, yes. It's a good tape. And you got to watch it, you know, with the attitude that these people do not follow Christ. They got their own religion, and they got their own beliefs. And this
okay,
proves-
listen, Charles, I got to let you go because Glenn Spencer's there, okay? Thanks for the call. I appreciate your fine work getting the videos out to people. Look, just in 30 seconds to finish this up, I heard Derry Brownfield today. The question was, is George Bush a Christian? The guy didn't just clap and summon the demon at the Shinto shrine, just have the Muslims, you know, for the Ramadan feast and say we all worship the same God. The guy's a member of Skull and Bones. The guy is a member of Bohemian Grove. Folks, just start adding it up. 2 + 2 = 4. Joining me is a premier expert on the open borders and how to fight it, Len Spencer from AmericaPatrol.com, joining us from the front lines on the border, out there with his sensors and drones and the rest of it. Glenn, thanks for joining us from the front lines, my friend. Glenn, first off, Vicente Fox is going to give the police department and the city of Austin awards for legalizing illegals, which they have no authority to do, accepting their fake matricula cards. He is here in a seditious fashion, attempting from your state of Arizona to Texas to trying to get rid of our borders with our traitorous governors. What do you say to this?
Well, you know, what can you say when the head of a foreign government, Mexico, whose people, according to a Zogby poll of last year, believe, the overwhelming majority believe that the Southwest belongs to them, that this is their country, and that they have a right to come here. Now, that's a scientific Zogby international poll, highly respected, and so this is how this is what the people of, according to Zogby, Mexico think. Of course, the Mexican government has acted to advance the cause of the reversal of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848 so that they can put the Southwest under their jurisdiction. And you know that I produced a documentary called Conquest of Aztlan. And Aztlan, A-Z-T-L-A-N, is what they call the Southwest and what they're trying to take back. And it's the A in Mecha, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlan, the Mecha groups that are on all of the college campuses.
Hispanic Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, who say for the race, everything, for everybody else, nothing, and which was one of the reasons Cruz Bustamante was soundly trounced out here in the recall of Gray Davis, because he refused to renounce these racist...
But again, it doesn't matter, because Arnold's going to allow him to issue the ID card next week to the millions of illegals.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I reserved the website recallterminator.org, because the time may come in a few months when
it's
legal.
You're so smart to get that. You're so smart.
Oh, yeah. Recallterminator.org. We're going to dust that off here in about 4 to 5 months. You have to wait 6 months before trying to recall him. But at the same time, coming back to the issue of Mecha, this Cruz Bustamante, who is the lieutenant governor of California, was a member of that group. And this issue was raised during the recall campaign. And
for folks that don't know, you have video, we have video of them at 4th of July parades with color posters with blonde-haired, blue-eyed people's heads cut off where they say we're going to kill all whites.
Well, that's right. And you have, CDs out, okay, featuring people holding a head of a white man by the head, you know, his head severed. And this is the head, this is the this major group down there at the CD for this Hispanic or Mexican rap group. But coming back to this, that yes, the Mexican president is here advancing the invasion of the United States.
He is an enemy.
He is an enemy general. Head of an enemy nation advancing the cause of conquest. And these suckers who are falling in line with him are now being rewarded.
Well, it's clear, Glenn, that these are orders from New York and D.C. for the Pan-American Union, Union of American States, to break down America.
Well, there's no question about it. But the thing is, while these power elite are sacrificing the United States on the altar of globalism, Mexico is chuckling and saying, well, while you're at that, we'll just take this part back. Mexico is the last group, last nation that believes in globalism.
Well, Glenn, I know from the state police that they can hear everything I'm saying on the bullhorn as they have dinner in there tonight. I've done it in the past. What should I say to Perry and Fox when I'm bullhorning them? As I'm at dinner with them tonight with a bullhorn.
Well, first of all, okay, this is not Aslan. This is America, all right? Mexico, end the corruption and build your own country, right? And the reason that the Mexicans are so poor is that Mexico is so corrupt. And that includes Fox and all of his cronies.
It's listed as the second most corrupt country in the world.
That is correct. But they do this for a purpose. They do this to avoid any powerful Americans coming in and investing money, which is the last thing they want. And also it does a double whammy. It forces their people north and gives them the opportunity to occupy this land. And dual citizenship for them, but not for us. It's a one-way street to the end of the United States.
Well, Glenn, you lived in Southern California. You work with the Native American groups. You now live in Arizona fighting this.
Right.
The Mexican police will beat you up, grab your wife, rob you blind, kill you if they catch you sneaking in. But then we're supposed to be so nice and sweet.
Oh, absolutely. If they catch you doing this, anything illegal, or even if they think that you're probably doing something illegal, you have no rights in Mexico. You have no rights whatsoever. It is an incredible betrayal of the American people, and it's been going on for a long time. You know, I went yesterday. I drove 3 hours from where I am here on the border to Phoenix, Arizona, to protest Fox's visit, but I didn't get there. Because I was stopped on Interstate 10 at Casa Grande, about 30 miles southeast of Phoenix, because there was a shootout on Interstate 10 between rival smuggling gangs, probably Mexican, and they killed four of their own people, left them lying dead on the freeway, three more wounded, others scattered into the desert. And so we were stopped and held up for an hour and a half while they chased these gunmen down in the desert. And Interstate 10 northbound was shut down for 9 hours while Fox was visiting in Phoenix and all of these dead people lying around and these crazy Mexicans. And then he came up to Phoenix and suggested that the real threat to the Mexicans were so-called vigilantes. I mean, how little the American people, here are dead Mexicans lying in the middle of the freeway, killed by other Mexicans, no doubt, and he's up there suggesting that it is Americans who are the real threat. I mean, this has got to be Alice in Wonderland. This has got to be the Mad Hatter. When are the American people going to wake up? What the hell is really going on? Pardon my French.
Glenn. 80%+ of Americans in polls are against what's happening. But again, the Republicans and the Democrats have got their, quote, solution. That's blanket amnesty guest worker program to legalize all those that are here and legalize whoever can get here. This is outrageous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just on the phone this morning with Bill King, former chief U.S. Border Patrol agent, the man that ran the last amnesty program in 1987 for the INS. And he said, Glenn, if there's another blanket amnesty, it'll cover half of Mexico with fraud and chain migration. You will lose your country. This will no longer be a sovereign nation. Anybody will be able to come in here. So this is the battle. It's the battle over the sovereignty of the United States. It's the battle over the control of our future. And, you know, Winston Churchill said it best. He said, victory goes to those who feel deepest and feel longest. And we have to continue this battle as long as it takes.
All right, AmericanPatrol.com. You're there in the desert. Have you launched your surveillance drone yet?
We are just about ready to launch it. We're doing some adjustments to the GPS autopilot right now.
Glenn.
And we'll be flying them shortly.
Stay there.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Jack McClam coming up here in just a few minutes to talk about some key issues. More on Vicente Fox. You know, Glenn Spencer for many years worked with Native Americans in the Southwest. He's just a regular guy, and then he found out about the invasion, how racist it was, how it was being funded by the globalists to break the country up. And you talk about racism, folks. I've studied Mexico. The Mexican government, the upper classes, hate what they call Indians. They look down on the population that has Indian blood, Native American blood. It's so pathetic and so corrupt and so sick and so evil down there. And the globalists just love it. They want to make America like Russia, like Mexico, like China. We've got to stop it. We've got the majority of the people. We've got the Constitution. We're in the right. But George Bush has said he's going to target Tom Tancredo to get him out of office. They targeted Senator Bob Smith, got him out of office. They're going after people that are real conservatives and love America. Glenn Spencer, you're out there on the border about to launch a drone to surveil and shoot video of all these illegals. You've done this many times. You've got your sensors out there in the desert.
Right.
What else is going on that we should know about?
Well, you know, I was with Tom Tancredo last Saturday at a rally for him, and I was one of the warm-up speakers. What's going on also is our drones, which are we developed ourselves and programmed the autopilots and did it very cheaply. The Department of Defense found out about them. I don't know if I told you this.
Saw it in the paper.
Yeah, they sent their engineers out there, and they couldn't believe that we could do what we're doing for what we're doing it. And now it looks as if there's a pretty good chance, and they won't interfere with our work down here, and we made sure of that. But there's a pretty good chance that in the not-too-distant future, our border hawks are going to be over in the Middle East protecting our troops. So
again,
I think that...
And again, for the price of what you've done compared to these million-dollar systems,
right,
you're getting better response, showing the power of the people.
Absolutely. We just went out there and solved the problem. A lot of Americans helped us out, and we said, hey, we can do this cheaply, and we can do this effectively. And they came out, and they couldn't believe their eyes.
What's the range of your drones?
Well, the range is probably 200 miles, but we don't have an operational range. We usually use them within 10 miles operational radius to do the job we want them to do.
Now, again, the globalists are trying to preempt you right now by simply coming in and saying, oh, we're just going to legalize everybody.
There's no question about it. That's what they want to do. That's the big push. They're trying to keep the issue as quiet as possible, to slide it through, possibly during the holiday season. I'm not sure. They're going to try to pull a fast one here fairly soon. They're up to no good. You can be sure of that. And with people like you speaking out, hopefully it'll make a difference, because you're speaking for hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, Alex.
Oh, absolutely, millions. Glenn, just your side alone, it's millions of hits a month.
How do we
punish these city officials that are committing felonies and mass racketeering, protecting felons, these illegal aliens?
Well, what's happening that we're seeing more and more of, Americans are getting the gumption to run for office. And they're putting themselves on the line, and they're saying, by gosh, I'm going to go out and oppose this person and expose what they're doing. I know we got a call from people in Utah. They're very substantial. They're going after Chris Cannon out there, who is an open borders advocate. And they're going to be putting some pretty good people up to run for office.
What about Orrin Hatch, who wants to give more tuition to illegals than citizens?
They're also going after him as well. Some substantial people in Utah.
I mean, look at this. We've got Republicans who want to give free tuition to illegals.
Well, I will tell you that there are people listening to this who have the resources and the contacts to put the campaign together, and I really encourage them to do this. And also the grassroots people who are qualified to run for office, should really seriously consider going against these people who are selling us down the river. Now, this is how the American system works, because we still have the ballot box, and we should use it to the best extent that we can.
And I know that we should work with whites, blacks, Hispanics, everybody who's a citizen who wants to keep America, America.
I am getting more calls from Hispanics who are telling me honestly that they are fed up with this. As I have said for years, and you have said for years, They are hurt more by illegal immigration than anybody. And they said, listen, I'm an American and I'm fed up with this. And I think that's just terrific.
Well, yeah, I mean, are we going to have all of Latin America? I mean, when's it going to end? Do you know how they live down there because of their tyrannical governments? That tyranny's coming here. Talk about some key issues. More on Vicente Fox. You know, Glenn Spencer, for many years, worked with Native Americans in the Southwest. He's just a regular guy. And then he found out about the invasion, how racist it was.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever been to a third world country and the police shove everybody around, everybody looks down? Be like that here real soon, folks. And the majority of our military, already about a third of it, but the majority, they say within another decade, will be illegal aliens from Russia, Czechoslovakia, mainly Mexico, Latin America. That's mainstream news. These will be our new bosses. And this is the new America. You want to be a peon? You want to be a slave? You want to be a serf? You're going to be one, folks, no matter what color you are. And it's all financed out of New York. All right, we're going to go to JQ. Then we got Debbie Morrow coming on for 5 minutes about Big Berkey's. Then we got Jack McClam in the wings to talk about some good news. This is all really important. Stay with us. JQ in Oregon, you've been holding. Go ahead, sir. I wanted to get you on air.
Well, sure enough, Alex. I appreciate it. Try to keep it short here. I think for what we've been listening to just today alone proves that the government has been taken over by a criminal enterprise. the mass media has driven the process by getting their people elected. They're part of the criminal enterprise, too. You'd agree.
Of course.
Okay. Now, here's a point that everybody has to keep in mind if they're going to remain clear thinking. They have to remember that criminal enterprises are incapable of creating law. So when the issue arises, oh, well, they passed laws to do this, that, and the other, they're incapable of creating laws because they're criminal enterprises.
Well, it's like passing a law that black people aren't human beings. You don't have to follow that.
Well, that's right, because it's not a law. They don't have legitimacy, and they don't have authority from any source other than the source of their own imagination.
Well, the tyrant source is always the boot, the jackhammer, the trudgeon, the sword, the gun.
It's force, yeah, but they are not legitimate, so they cannot create law. This is the point I want to make. And no judge, no one in government, no police officer can determine whether the government's legitimate. Only the people can determine that. That's our job, and our job is also to enforce the law in the final analysis. I just wanted to bring that up again. It's something that there's going to be a massive effort to confuse us and say, oh, well, the law's changed. The law has not changed since they have no authority to create law.
Well, JQ, last question, then we're going to go to Jack McClam here in a second after Debbie. But what should I say to Vicente Fox while he's eating dinner with the governor to get rid of the borders and legalize all the illegals? What should I, when I'm bullhorning him, and I know I've done it in the past, they can hear me while I'm bullhorning them, while they're eating, what should I say?
I don't know, Alex. I think you're probably better able to judge what you should say, and I'm sure whatever you say would be true. So,
all right. Thanks for the call, JQ. We got Jack McClam coming up in 5 minutes. Appreciate him being there. Really important stuff that he's been covering. We're going to talk about how the police, the vast majority, are against gun control in a major poll. Also, the real crime statistics of what guns really do for our society. And I'm going to get his take on the open borders and Vicente Fox and the rest of it. But right now, Debbie Morrow, the great lady at New Millennium Concepts, great products, great sponsor. They've got the new special for the month of November, first time she's been up since the month of November started. And we're honored to have her because there's all these articles about the Prozac, the Ritalin, the hormones, the birth control pills, the cleaners, the MBTE, the chloride, the fluoride, all this stuff in most of the water supplies. Well, it's some of it's in all the supplies, but some are really toxic. You got to stop drinking that tap water. You got to take control of your life. This is great filtration systems. This is a great way to take control of your life, to take action, to take away the power the globalists have to poison you through the water. And it's so important. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet.
We are offering holiday specials now, you know, with the holidays around the corner. We want to be sure that not only can people get water filters for themselves, but rather than give out gifts that sit in a closet all year round or things that people don't need, we can go ahead and make available some specials so that people can buy more than one system and give them as holiday presents.
Yes, if you're enjoying a Big Berkey or a Sports Berkey or a shower filter or their solar system, their solar charger, if you're enjoying that, why not give that as a gift to your grandchildren, your parents, your neighbors, to that police officer next door? Why not share the gift of life and good living? Debbie, tell them about the new special.
Okay, the holiday specials are either with the Berkey light or without the lights. You can buy two Berkey filtration systems and get the third system for half price. Or you can buy four Berkey light filtration systems and get the fifth one absolutely free. Plus, you get five generic sport bottles with it. So there's some really good savings there for people who want to.
Those are the portable filters. And if folks still just want to replace their old gravity filters with the new super black Berkey elements, they can do that. You've got potassium iodate. In case there's a radiological event, it fills the thyroid with good iodine so you don't die of that type of that number one cause of radiation death sickness. You've also got the little solar charger that charges the Berkey light, a kind of survival buoy system. It also charges your cell phones, radios, a great price on that. Anything else you want to add, Debbie?
Well, Well, we do have, for the people who would like to just buy sport Berkeys and give them out to people, you know, you have lots of trade gifts at work and, you know, at church and things where they're, you know, saying, well, buy a $10 or $20 trade gift for people at these different events. We are putting the Berkey sport bottles on special. You can get four of the Berkey sport bottles or potassium iodate or mix and match them for $99.
That is an amazing deal. You try to buy one of these comparable little sports bottles so you don't have to drink the trash at work or at the game or at church or at the restaurant. They're $35, $40 in stores, so four of those for $99, that's quite a discount.
Or you can get 10 for $199. So, you know, we've really got some good specials going. And, you know, have people call me, and I'll go over the list and tell them what's available and be sure that we provide what everyone needs, which is good drinking water for themselves and their loved ones.
Absolutely. That toll-free number to call Debbie, and she's a lady there. She doesn't answer. Just leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. I bought these systems before they were sponsors. Now they make them right here in America. They're even better. It is so important. 888-803-4438. And New Millennium Concepts is our one sponsor for the 6 hours of global shortwave outreach every day, well, 5 days a week. Just an amazing service they're providing, a great product. Give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get those specials. 1-888-803-4438. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good day.
You bet. God bless. Great lady. Jack McClam, we got you here for a bunch of issues. I just love your work, your powerful website, your 20-plus-year ministry of waking police and military up. Most highly decorated police officer and, of course, veteran as well. In Phoenix, Arizona history, became the most fired when he refused to follow unconstitutional orders and to follow his oath. Jack, just a side issue, because you're here, and I know you're into preparedness and taking control of our lives, how important is clean water, Jack?
Oh, my goodness, brother. Clean water, it affects all of us, and I have my water filter up here, and everything comes out of the faucet, even though we pump it right out of the ground in the Great Rocky Mountains up here, it still goes through the filter. And so it's very important. We don't know. We just had a mysterious deer kill up here, and I think it was probably to teach us a lesson, because we built 11 Christian constitutional communities up here for hundreds of families, and I think all of a sudden our water up here was poisoned, because all of our deer died all of a sudden, and we suspect because it was a red, some kind of an algae that built up on some of our ponds up here, that our deer were killed mysteriously, and the government says it was the gnats, that the gnats attacked the deer and killed them.
Well, we know there's a lot of biological testing that's been going on for 6 months all over Oklahoma, spraying, quote, thousands of pounds of bacteria. That's that's the Daily Oklahoman. So, again, folks, you want to take control of your life, you're wondering what you can do, take control over the water in your life, and that's why I brought that up to you. Jack, you know, you have your own talk show. We've had you on this show dozens of times over the years. Go over that poll, and I've got it right here in front of me, where the majority of police are pro-Second Amendment, and then I want to go over the real gun statistics, because this is so central.
Yes, we, for years and years and years, 23 years now, we've been working with volunteer police officers and soldiers here that are very pro-gun. Now, your police and soldiers, or especially your police officers, brother, you know, when you see the president up there surrounded by police chiefs and some of these officers, these officers, I have friends that have been made to go up and ordered to go up and stand behind the president as if they support anti-gun measures. And these officers are really ticked that they're forced to go up and stand behind the president, like Clinton and others who are anti-gun. And Bush is too, by the way, but most people don't believe that. But a large majority of our police, full, almost 90%, we knew about 10 years ago, we put out one of our newsletters that cited 88% of the police officers at that time were pro-gun in the hands of the private citizens, because It is the police officers that get there always too late, and we take the reports and clean up the blood and call the ambulance and the morgue for your children, your wives, and husbands who have been killed in various ways because they had no way to protect themselves. And every time I interviewed a father whose child had died or his wife had been raped or sometimes even children, every single time as a cop over those years I would interview somebody like this or a woman who's at home with her family and had no way to protect them, they all said that they wish they'd have had a gun to protect themselves. But, of course, then it's too late. And so that's why cops are pro-gun to almost 100%. Because they're where the rubber meets the road. They're there in the blood and the guts. And
they're dealing in reality, not in the little socialist who's never touched a gun.
That's right. It sounds good that we would just outlaw these horrible instruments, these tools called guns, and the world would be, we could all sing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, and just grab hands, and it'd be peaceful in the world if we took all the guns away from the people. And only despotic, evil governments had guns.
We have the statistics of the New Yorks, the D.C.s. Those are the areas where you have record numbers of police being killed, where they have the gun control. Cops know that gun control gets them killed.
That's right. And, you know, we also know, cops know that 2.5 million times a year, good citizens who no police officer fears having a gun, protect them, their own lives, and defend their families 2.5 million times a year. That's almost 7,000 times a day with firearms. Now, you know, we have about 200,000 times a year that women protect themselves with a gun against sexual assault. And by the way, the citizens, your listeners probably don't know, but citizens shoot and kill probably just about twice as many criminals as police do every year. So we understand the truth and reality, and we were so upset all across these large major cities where we have these programs for the citizens called Block Watch and different things like that, and the police officers have to go in and lie to the citizens to tell them when the little grandmother puts her hand up at a Block Watch meeting and asks the police officer, when a guy's coming down my hall with an axe, what should I do? And the officer is made to say, ma'am, you go to the magic phone, and you pick up the magic phone, and you dial, and a police officer will magically appear.
Well, I'm going to pick up the magic seven-shot Mossberg, and I'm going to unload it.
That's right. Well, that's what the officers ought to be telling the people, and they're so angry because they know they're lying to the people. They know by the time that little grandmother calls on the magic phone that she's going to be dead by the time they get there.
Now, I heard you reading over that poll. Do you have that in front of you? Because I want to go over that poll of police.
Okay, well, somebody, one of our cops here has run off with the poll you're talking about, and I can't find it here. But I have statistics, of course, that we've published here that is available to me. We had a wonderful police association, the only conservative police association in the United States, the American Federation of Police, who put out statistics a few years ago where they conducted a poll of almost 17,000 command officers in the state, county, and city agencies. Now, remember, folks, the command officers are usually more political than the beat officer. So these figures would be much higher if you interviewed almost 17,000 beat officers and not their commanders. But anyway, with 17,000 police officers, command officers interviewed by the wonderful American Federation of Police, they came out with 90% in this survey said that they did not agree that the banning of any firearms, assault rifle, shotguns, handguns, that there would be a reduction in crime, nor will it stop criminals from obtaining weapons. 88% did not agree that the banning of ownership of firearms by private citizens will result in fewer crimes committed by firearms. And here's the shocker that just makes me so proud. And this is a few years back, 86% of these command officers believe that it was not for hunting and target shooting that the Second Amendment was placed in the U.S. Constitution, but for every citizen to be able, number one, defend their person and nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, that was a shocker even to me. That
now, Jack, you brought up how to get the federal money, they're ordered to go stand behind Bill Clinton or Chuckie Schumer or George W., who's going to re-sign the assault weapons ban and create this DARPA system over gun owners.
That's right.
And that's the new bill. But it did come out that they were, quote, ordered to stand behind Ashcroft for his Patriot Act tour. That did come out in the Associated Press.
No, it did not. And that's the absolute truth. Every time they wanted to do this tour for the wonderful Patriot Act that Ashcroft's been doing, they always forced my fellow officers to stand behind this creep and make it look like they're supporting this draconian laws passed to remove people's rights.
Yeah, when they say police are for gun control, that means dirty, corrupt officials in major cities, a handful of national police chiefs that'll be in the Justice Department a year from now.
That's right. The National Association of Chiefs and Police is a socialist Marxist organization. And it's not all the people that are members, because the sheriffs that belong to them are not so much that, but all the police chiefs in the major cities are Marxist and socialist. I worked under one who called himself a Republican, and his job, he believed his job was to remove all the guns away from out of the hands of the American people in Phoenix, Arizona. And so when you hear anything from the National Association of Chiefs and Police, or NOBLE, which is the National Association of Black Police Officers, and the others, they are Marxists and socialists, and they're going to be for gun control.
All right, Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order. We'll give out his website and more on the other side, and keep him with us into the next hour, and take your calls on the open borders, on gun control, on the New World Order, on all of it. Jack's been out there for 23 years fighting this thing. I've been doing it for a decade. I'm Alex Jones. And my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Jack McClam has been in the fight against the New World Order longer than most people I know, except for maybe like Red Beckman or somebody who's been in it for 40 years, or Bill Benson. Jack McClam, before we go to Ed in Pennsylvania and others that are holding into the next hour and get into Vicente Fox and the borders and the rest of it, for those that just joined us, what is the New World Order? What's its goal? How far along is it? And what can we do to stop it?
Well, you're asking a born-again Christian here about it, and so my first comment would be it's in the Bible. You know, it's the Antichrist world system being set up by despots in both the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, and it's a totalitarian world system where there will be just a caste system of two castes. It's the super rich and the super poor, and that's as easy as I can explain it, brother.
And that's why they love Mexico so much, because that's the model. They're going to bring all that here.
That's right. Remember in 1955 or 4, I think it was 1954, the head of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, made the statement that it was his duty to use their tax-free foundation money to lower the standard of living in the United States so we could be merged with the Soviet Union.
And the environmentalists say that, and now the head of the Navy... The head admiral on the Joint Chiefs of Staff said last week in the Connecticut paper, actually Monday, he said, look, we're going to merge with Russia, we're going to merge NATO with them, we're going to have a global fleet, the Social Security for illegals, everything. It's just merging us.
Who said that, brother?
I can dig the article out. I read it Monday. It's the head of the Navy.
Oh,
Clark.
Okay. What'd you say?
Clark, Admiral
okay.
Clark.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I'll have to get a copy of that. I haven't seen it yet, but that's true. You know, if you really think about it, this raid on Walmart, who's the number one promoter of the Red Chinese, who are totally against the United States, was raided and all the illegals were snatched up. You know, the plan is you have to reduce America to a third world nation because, just like the head of the Ford Foundation said, how do you merge us together if we have all the inside toilets and the cars and the TVs and the rest of the world doesn't?
And they've got the environmental groups selling us a lower standard of living and all these new taxes on energy.
That's right. So the American people better wake up because we're coming down to third world nation status. And the guy at Walmart said that, well, these poor guys only make $30 a week in Mexico and other places, and we've given them $380 a week. Well, watch it, America. We're coming down to $30 a week because they have to bring us down to that point so we can be merged together in this utopian Antichrist world government.
And the dollar's plunging, and the bankruptcies are at record levels, and debt's at record level, public and private. And they're telling us, oh, GDP's up. Yeah, because of the war. But look, I saw the statistics a month ago. The government grew, the Fortune 500 got richer, everybody else got poor. It's not free market, is it?
That's right. And my wife works in a state job that handles people out of work in the state of Idaho here. And I'll tell you what, it's never been as bad as it is now in Idaho and other nations or other states with people out of work. And just like they said in 1953 in that article we put in Operation Vampire Killer 2000, was that in 1953 this European organization decided that America would be a service nation and we would no longer have manufacturing and industry, but all instead of $25 an hour jobs, we'd have $5 and $6 an hour jobs.
And
job.
In the 30s, the New York Times said we're going to have 10 regions. Plug the website, Jack, for you in this hour.
What'd you say?
Plug your website.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, this is a long name, but it's very easy to find. Just keep in mind it's police and military against the New World Order.
Just type that
very
into
simple.
A search engine, and you're the second thing that pops up.
That's right. Police and and military against the New World Order, and if you put a dash between each word and .com, then you're there.
Okay, Jack McClain, we got a break. Third hour coming up, folks. Visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the new video, Matrix of Evil. Get it. We're going to break here in about 5 seconds. We'll be back with the third hour with Jack McClain and your calls. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...